Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
I just heard this. I wasn't going to start the show with it. I had no idea that it was happening. I just haven't paid close enough attention. But the Associated Press is reporting that recreational marijuana would be legalized in Ohio for adults 21 and older under Republican-sponsored legislation, which is always interesting to me because here you have conservative people. I mean, Republicans are obviously more conservative than Democrats. So Democrats, the liberals, you would expect they would be leading the charge on legalizing pot in Ohio, but it is the Republican side of the House and the state Senate that are coming up with this bill that would levy a 10% sales tax on pot, which is a great idea. The extra funding going to the General Revenue Fund would give the legislature more financial stability without having to look at a tax increase. We like that. 18 other states have already done it, including Rob Bailey refers to it, the state to the north. Is that what Michigan is now?
Yeah, well, yeah, we got a big football game coming up in about 10 days. So, yeah, we're a little sensitive.
So are we playing Michigan or Michigan State?
We got Michigan State coming up tomorrow, and then the big one's coming up 8 days from now, next Saturday. So, yeah, everyone's gearing up for it.
So, okay. Anyway, we're going to mimic Illinois to our west and Michigan to our north. If we pass this, it is, as you know, Ohio has had legalized medical marijuana since 2016. But this is just for fun marijuana. This is anyone going over 21 years old going. They can buy up to 2.5 ounces of pot if this bill passes. They can grow as many as 6 plants inside their homes. I'm all for it. Go Republicans. I wonder how, like, a real conservative firebrands like Jim Jordan and those guys, well, they're federal. They don't get a vote. But I wonder how they react to this. I think that marijuana, and I'm speaking from deep experience, of all the hypocrisy of the American social fabric, marijuana is chief among them. Whenever you have an anonymous vote where you don't see who is voting for this or that on these propositions nowadays, I mean, 5 years ago may have been different, but nowadays you see that the conservative areas vote at least as strongly in favor of the proposition as the liberal areas do, because marijuana is one of those universal, people like to smoke pot. Why? Because cannabis, and I'm not promoting marijuana here. And of course, if you're under 21, shame on you, change the station. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people smoke pot. It should not be criminalized. Lives have been ruined because a guy or lady gets caught with a joint in the airport. I mean, it's ridiculous how many lives have been chopped up. And I say that in juxtaposition to the fact that Ohio is one of the states that have been absolutely ravaged by this fentanyl epidemic. People using, fentanyl, thinking that it's mislabeled. They put it in phony packaging that makes it look like it's Xanax or something like that. Or they think they're buying cocaine and they're buying fentanyl, this poison that's killing so many Americans. We've passed 100,000 Americans in just 12 months. It is horrifying what has happened. People are using these hard drugs. It's not even, it's there's no truth in labeling. You buy something you think is one thing and it's fentanyl. Fentanyl, this poison that a tiny speck of it can do to you what it did to Prince and all these other performers. It can kill you, and it is killing Americans at this record rate. We've never had 100,000 opioid-related overdose deaths in this country before. That's twice what we lost in Vietnam. It is preposterous, and I truly believe that if pot was more generally available, if you could just go to a regular store, and if you're 21 years old, the same as a liquor store, you go in and buy pot. I think that if there was more legal, I mean, what do you think? 216-578-1100. What do you think? I believe that if you had more legalized cannabis, you would have less illicit use of these harder drugs that include increasingly fentanyl. And it's that's one of the reasons I'm pissed off at President Biden. There are plenty of them. But he met with Obrador and Trudeau, our neighbors to the north and south, yesterday. He did not bring up the fact that China is making all this fentanyl and it's being packaged in Mexico and snuck across the southern border, and it's infecting all of Middle America. I did a story a couple of years ago in New Hampshire. You know, all white people, you know, working class, middle class people using this fentanyl and dying. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. And I think that, not to make too strong a connection, but I really do believe that legalized pot will mean less illicit drug use on the side of you know, these harder drugs, fentanyl being the common denominator infecting so many Americans. I mean, south of Cleveland, the whole state has been ravaged by this opioid epidemic. I remember I was in Dayton. I did a big story about it there in Columbus, you know, and you have all these pill mills and et cetera. It's sick how deeply involved we are in these illicit hard drugs, when we could do, as the Republicans here are suggesting, pass this this terrific recreational bill.
Well, and Geraldo, too, you let's go to the other side of the coin. You know, you talk about the opioids and you talk about that kind of damage. Go on the legal side. You know, I would rather, as somebody in the world, deal with somebody who's had a joint than deal with somebody who's had 12 beers at the bar. I think that would help that out, too. I think there's, you know, we don't think anything of, you know, alcohol abuse. You know, we hear about DUIs all the time. We hear about, you know, accidents. You know, we report them over the weekend. But for whatever reason, you know, that seems to be socially acceptable. But yet you compare marijuana to that one. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but they cannot be nearly as destructive as drunk driving.
I absolutely agree. Now, if you're a cop, let me know if you believe strongly that a stoner is as dangerous as a drunk. I don't. I agree with Rob. I think there's a big difference between a drunk and a stoner in terms of, you know, their impairment. I don't want anybody who's impaired driving, period. And if you're under 21, then you should get a kick in the ass. But I do believe that the reason, reluctantly, over these decades, back in the 1970s, I'll tell you a quick story. Back in the 1970s, when I was a hot young reporter, I mean, hot in terms of my celebrity, people were really looking to me. I was on the Board of Corrections here. We had very troubled prisons. So I was on the Board of Corrections. I'm still in New York, coming home soon, actually going on a cruise with Erica soon. But I was on the Board of Corrections here in New York. And then I also was on the board of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML. That was a very important group. It was so important that the senior senator from New York State, Jacob Javits, also joined the board of NORML. We thought that marijuana was going to be legalized then, way back in the 1970s. And, you know, what happened is Reagan got elected in 1980, Just Say No became the thing. Marijuana got junked together with all these harder, much more toxic substances. And it's taken 50 years. And now who would have thought that Ohio is now going to lead, you know, along with 18 other states, lead the way to an absolute legalization of pot.
And with Republicans, too. Yeah, you just said it yourself. It's the party of Nixon and Reagan that's leading the charge on this one. I think that's the most miraculous part about this story.
Well, it's happening, and I really want it to happen. And I do believe that it will make communities safer. What will not make communities safer are things like Issue 24. I'm still ticked off about that. I think a lot of people were sold a bill of goods about that that issue. I hope that it gets all jammed up. Detective Loomis and others have told me that everyone's intending to sue. It's a violation of union contracts and so forth. I hope it is. Issue 24, Cleveland out of step with the rest of the country. Look at Portland, a city. Portland is one of the whitest cities in America, one of the most middle-class cities in America. They have had 66 homicides there already this year. In other words, they have just tied the record for the most homicides they've ever had, certainly since 1987, the 66 homicides, and we still have 2 months to go, or a month and a half to go in this year. So what Portland is doing is they are refunding the police. They defunded the police $15 million, and they got rid of the school cops. They got rid of the transit cops. They got rid of their anti-crime unit, plainclothes gun violence reduction unit. They got rid of them in this orgy of defund the police nonsense. Now they have a refund the police movement going on. They put back $5 million of the 15 that they took out. They have now restored. They're looking for cops. They're begging suburban cops to come back to the central city. They're asking retired cops to come back to work. Cleveland's at a step. It's at a step. You're going to see homicide soaring. I mean, we must be close to 160 murders already in our town this year. And people hate when I talk about it. Too bad. Too bad. The gun violence is crazy. And that's another thing. Nobody gets killed, you know, arguing about marijuana. You know, they may have an argument, but they forget what they were talking about before it gets violent. Anyway, we need to not defund the police. We took $5 million out of our police budget to fund this cockamamie citizen review board that we don't need. Portland is using this money when they refunded the police. So Cleveland defund, Portland refund, and they're getting body cameras for every cop. They're you know, reviewing all the way they deal with crowd control, surveillance cameras, as I have always said. Ring.com, I want everywhere. We've got to understand what is happening. Now, I tell you what, let's play my appearance this morning on Fox and Friends, and then we'll talk more about it as the show goes on. So here from this morning, here's Lawrence Jones, my colleague on Fox and Friends.
So now the DOJ is boosting the blue, announcing an increase in funding of nearly $140 million to hire an additional 1,000 new officers. This has Portland become the latest city to refund the police, replacing a portion of the $15 million cut last year. So has public safety taken the top issue? Let's ask Fox News correspondent at large, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thanks
for
being
here. Hi, everybody. Hi, Lawrence. Great to be with you.
So we've been talking about crime a lot.
Yes.
It seems like the whole defund the police thing just isn't working.
I think, Lawrence, it will go down in history as the most ill-considered concept ever. The prime directive for any government is to keep its citizens safe.
Right.
If the city government is saying it, whatever it is, that's your job, is to make sure your citizens feel that they can go to work, they can bring their children to school, they can come home and be safe. When this whole cancer of defund the police started, this reckless concept, it was counterintuitive. It was, let's defund the police, let's cut the police, and expect somehow crime to go down. The exact opposite happened. The logical thing happened. Portland and many of these other cities,
Seattle,
defunding their police, Seattle, Minneapolis, defunding the police. What happens? Crime increases. Homicide is now the number one cause of death among young black men under the age of 44.
Yeah.
That's something that people have to understand. This is the civil rights issue of our time, fighting urban crime right now. And to defund the police was ridiculous. It was masochistic, and it had exactly the expected effect. Defunded the cops, as Portland did. Crime increased. Portland is now suffering from an epidemic of murder that they have not seen since the early 1980s.
Is the Fed stepping in the solution? Because it's a local matter. Local communities have to choose law and order.
They do, but this is a grand gesture. I have to credit the Biden administration and Garland at Justice. 1,000 new cops are sorely needed. They need more than 1,000 cops. You got all these cops who are retiring because of the foul atmosphere. You know, it used to be the cop was beloved. Now the cop is embattled. Because of that, because the suburban districts pay more than the big cities, cops are fleeing to the suburbs. So forces like Portland and the Portland PD, recognizing that they've made a terrible mistake, now they're begging retired officers to come back, get reactivated. They're showing cops some love. The blue is coming back. People are understanding that a healthy, vibrant, effective police force is what every community needs.
You know, I got a few seconds left. Is this the solution, though? Is this gonna be the tide change?
you have to have safety before you have anything else. Mm-hmm. Additional cops will boost safety. Speaking of cops, see my show, Cops Fox All Nation. Access on Fox Nation. The cops are back. The blue is back. This is the only show on television where cops, the virtue of cops, are extolled.
Got to watch the show and then get the analysis afterward. I've been a guest of that show.
Yeah, great guest. Great
thanks
guest.
So much, brother.
Great having you.
All right, so that's Fox and Friends this morning. So I understand, Rob, we have callers on the marijuana issue.
Yes, the marijuana.
Are they going to scold me?
A couple might. I'm not going to lie here. we'll see what happens. But I guess there's really only one way to find out here. Let's jump headfirst in with Howard from Cleveland.
Hey, Howard. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Geraldo?
All right.
Yeah, I'm against it. And the reason I'm against it, because I work at a treatment facility. Half of the guys I talk to, they start off on marijuana. It's just a gateway drug. And then you're talking about the police. You got everybody smoking weed. Everybody's getting high. Then they got the concealed weapon permit. They're going to get pulled over. They're smoking the weed. They got a gun. Or either they get into an argument, they're high. First thing they're going to do is pull a gun and shoot somebody. So
let me ask you a question. I think that's very fair, Howard, and I appreciate your expertise. You're on the front line. You see what's happening at a retail level, and I think it's very, very important, your observations. So I'm very pleased that you called. But I've seen lots of studies that suggest that is not true, if you're prone to screwing yourself up, marijuana is not going to grease the skids one way or the other. That's just been my long experience. I remember I started this in 1970. I've seen a lot. I've seen the various crack epidemics come in, and when everybody was on cocaine, then heroin, and now fentanyl. I think pot seems so gentle compared to these other drugs, Howard.
Yeah, it's gentle, but it still gets you high. See, it's a brain disease. Anytime you add any chemical or alcohol onto the brain, it changes your mood, it changes your personality, so it affects your body. That's the point that I'm making. When it gets into your head, it gets into your brain, people change. So it's a brain disease. Alcohol.
Okay, let me be clear.
The dopamine is going to ask for more. You want to get higher than just the level that marijuana takes you on.
Okay, I'm not going to dispute what Howard is saying. He's the expert. He's the person in the trenches, and I appreciate his comments and mark them with tremendous respect. I just want to go back to, hold on.
No,
I want
good.
To just go back to my feeling that that marijuana leads to nothing but a more gentle you. I mean, that's just the way I have experienced it. That's what I see. You get hungrier. Maybe you get sexier. I just don't know people that smoke pot to commit crime. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, I got practical experience around, not on Howard's level or anything like that, but working bars for 20 years, I would rather deal with somebody who's had a joint or two than somebody who's had a couple of beers, just because that guy with the beard, and he's the one that's typically trying to wrap a pool cue around somebody's neck. The dude who's, you just said it, the guy who's, had a joint or two, I got to make him extra boneless wings, which I'm completely okay with. And it's just from a behavior
obesity
standpoint.
Obesity is another epidemic that I want to.
Oh yeah, yeah. I said that as I'm chugging Mountain Dew right now. Yeah, I completely understand you.
All right, let's. I know that many of you disagree with my cavalier attitude to it, Pod, but he is Don in Grafton. Where's Grafton, Don? Is that Lorain County? What county is that?
Yeah, it's Lorain County.
Okay,
maybe,
I got you.
Maybe 30 minutes out of Cleveland.
Gotcha. Okay, so what's on your mind?
Well, I'm a product of the 60s and 70s, and there's not a whole lot of that I didn't experience and don't really regret. But about 25 years ago, my brother's family was involved in an accident. A young man and his friend were buzzed, and they're playing chicken at a stoplight, high speed, and lost my niece and nephew and almost lost my brother. Terrible.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Well,
and they traced it to the pot that the driver was.
Oh, yeah. He was.
And was he using any other drugs?
Not that I know of.
They were playing chicken, you mean?
Yeah. His friend died in the accident. He got killed in the accident. Horrible. The guy survived. He ended up in prison for a while, but I think he's out now.
Oh, that's just one second. I got it, and I appreciate it. Hold on. I am absolutely opposed to anyone driving impaired. If you are impaired, whether from alcohol or drugs, then you deserve what happened to the driver in the case of Don's brother's accident. You deserve to go to jail. It is absolutely intolerable and will not be tolerated. The cops are so keen on it. My point, though, Don, is think back to the 60s and 70s. Did you do any bad things, during when you were smoking pot?
No, not really.
You didn't become like a bank robber or anything?
No. Oh, heavens, no. No.
Okay.
And I outgrew that many years ago, but... I'm not against it. I'm not anti. I just don't know that it belongs.
What do you think of the people who are the Republicans who are pushing this bill to legalize pot?
I think it's a very...
Which way are you voting, Don?
It's a dangerous road.
I would vote no. I appreciate it. Thanks, Don. Good luck to you. Chris in Cleveland, which way do you vote? Yay or nay? You vote for this bill or against it?
Well, I have to tell you what. Workplace, wherever you work, the rules are still going to be in place. I mean, just making it legal doesn't mean that you can go in and apply for a job and you're going to be okay.
I think you're absolutely right, and you make a good point. And marijuana has this nasty trait whereby it stays in your blood system a lot longer than far more dangerous drugs. So it is ironic and bitterly ironic that pot is detectable long after days after you smoked. And that's why some of these Olympic athletes and so forth get in trouble. I believe that adjustments will have to be made, obviously, about marijuana in your blood. In terms of being stoned going to work or being drunk going to work, I think the employer has the right to do whatever. But if something is legal, if pot is suddenly legal, then I think that you'll have some conflict there. You have to work out how that happens. If a company has a rule, strict rule, that you're not allowed to use something that has become legal, I, as a lawyer, I don't know exactly what the process would be, but I think you just have to work it out. You shouldn't be stoned at work anyway. You shouldn't be drunk at work, but you should not be penalized for smoking dope over the weekend. And it's already the next Friday. It's going to happen. Society has to modernize about it. And I appreciate Chris. So Chris, which way are you voting? Yes or no? Oh, he's gone. All right. How about Frank in Medina? Hey, Frank, how you doing? Are you voting yes for this bill or no for this bill?
I got to go against it, Araldo. I work in
It's three no's. Oh, my God.
But, I work in the construction industry. My family got a pretty good-sized company, about 400 guys. I can't get these guys to pass a drug test as it is now with it being illegal. I mean, I just think as a society, if you put this illegal, it's just going to kind of open the floodgate. You're going to have a hard time finding guys who can pass a test.
What kind of business is this, Justin?
It's construction industry.
Okay, great. It is very dangerous work. And tell me how are you faring in terms of getting workers right now?
Well, first of all, this society, I don't know what's up with these young guys. They don't want to work to begin with, let alone hard work.
Isn't that because of all the free money they get from the government?
I think that's part of it. But, this is a good-paying job. I mean, these jobs are, $25 an hour plus.
You can't get workers for $25 an hour? You can't get workers?
Reliable. The guys show up every day. And these guys... No call, no show. And then, like I said, then we do the random drug test, and that's through our insurance company. You know, basically, you got to make sure these guys are clean. So we'll pull these random tests. These guys can't pass it. So you lose guys, as it is. And I just think, you know, if you condone this and take the illegality away from it, it's going to, I think, just kind of cause these guys to say, well, heck, it's legal. You know, so I think you have even a harder problem getting good, reliable people, just the way I feel. It's been
I hear you, and I understand how. Oh, by the way, the House of Representatives has just passed Build Back Better, the $1.75 trillion social welfare package has just passed the House of Representatives with all Democratic votes, very narrowly passed. They got all, basically all the Democrats and all the Republicans voted against it. Very, very narrow margin, but the House has just passed it. Now, of course, it goes kind of into limbo. It goes into this process of going into now to the Senate of the United States. The House voted for it. The Senate has to pass it also before the president can sign it into law. It's unlikely because of the opposition from people like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema of Arizona, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, two big Democratic senators who are opposed to it. I do not think it's going to pass the Senate. I do not think it will become law because of those two moderate senators. But it's going to be, that'll be what you're all talking about, what we're all talking about come January. But they've just moved it. Justin raises a good, fair point. He's having a hard time getting construction workers right now, even offering as much as $25 an hour to go to work. This, incidentally, is why you have so much pressure to hire the undocumented immigrants, the illegal aliens is the harshest way to describe them. That's why so many of the undocumented work in the construction field. Construction guys like Justin, I'm not saying he does it. I have no idea about his company or where it is or what it is he builds. But I know, generally speaking, just looking around, undocumented immigrants given a chance to get $25 an hour, of course they would take those jobs. But we want American citizens to go back to work. That's why these bills like the Build Back Better bill. I may be angry at Donald Trump, but I'm still a Republican. And I still believe in the free enterprise system. I believe the best way to move this country forward is to make sure everybody is working, not staying home and getting all these various credits for this or that. So the bill is passed. The Senate, I think, will block it, as I said, but in terms of pot and workers, you know, it's tough. You should not go to work stoned. You shouldn't get stoned in the morning anyway if you have anything to do. Getting stoned is like just like drinking. You know, you got to do it when you have some time to relax. What does Don think? Hey, Don. Are you there, Don?
Don in Westlake, what's going on?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to put my two cents worth in.
Go ahead, jump in.
I've been smoking pot for 50 years, and I've never had the urge to do anything different. It's to me, easier on my body than knocking down half a dozen drinks every day. And I have a lot of friends my same age group that still smoke pot regularly, and none of us have ever had any issue. You know, I mean, somebody mentioned earlier in your conversations today, if you're going to screw up, you're going to screw up. And, you know, if it's pot or booze or something harder, it's on you. You know, there's a lot of people that drink responsibly, and the few that don't cause issues for everybody. And I think that's much the same with the pot. They'll find out. I'm voting for it. I think it should have been done years ago.
That makes two of us. Great. And it sounds like you're the kind of guy I want to hang out with. So,
he sounds fun.
Thank you. He sounds like a lot of fun. My kind of man. Justin in Akron, what are you thinking about? Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm with Don. I've been a pot smoker for four decades. It's all my Republican friends are pot smokers. We're all business guys. We got no issues.
That's what I say.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, I don't care if it's legal or not. I'll be honest with you, I don't think the illegality of it matters. It's readily available. It's always been readily available. I've never had any problem getting pot. I never was concerned about myself breaking the law.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? Let me ask you a question. So,
yeah.
What's your smoking habit? When do you smoke pot? What time of day? Or when? What's the circumstance?
Well, it's almost... it's all on the weekends for sure. But late afternoon, if I'm going to smoke pot, I'll have a couple hits. I mean, you just need two or three hits of a good marijuana and you're good to go for the night.
And where generally do you get it from?
Well, friends.
Friends?
Connection.
So,
I mean, listen, if you've got a friend who's got a medical marijuana card in Ohio.
Right. Yeah.
It's all day long. It's so silly.
Whenever you want. So you're voting yes, and all this revenue. This revenue is going to, it's going to cops, and it's a wonderful. We need money. The state needs money.
It's going to Michigan too. I know a lot of people who know that route up to Detroit and that area.
Yeah.
And they can do that like the back of their hand, and that's a lot of money going out of Ohio.
Right over the state line, you just pull right in.
Yep.
I mean, I heard.
Allegedly, yes, yes.
Allegedly.
Yes, without incriminating anything.
I want to thank everybody for their honest accounting today. This is what, and my point is made, this is what the country really is like. Half the people that called were against it. The other half, though, were for it. The people who were for it seemed to me just as functional as the people who were against it. I think this is a good bill. I applaud the state Republicans for pushing it forward. I think they should make it law. Let's get this thing going, get that new revenue stream flowing.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.